Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Gimel Omud Aleph. We are in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and in Mitzvah Hashem we're beginning a brand new Simon Tov Kuf Nun, which deals with the Hevdel Shiesh Bein Tisha B'Av L'Yeser Tzomos. The difference in the four Taneisim that we commemorate and we discussed in yesterday's share, the difference between Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves. The Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph. Hako Chayavim L'Sanos Arba Tzomos Alolu. Everybody is obligated in Klai Yisrael to go and fast these four fast days. But also lifros gather. And a person shouldn't say, no, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be poured together. I'm going to break the fence. Literally, it means I'm going to separate myself from the rest of Klai Yisrael. I don't have to go and fast. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaso Hakol Chayavim says that for children under the age of 12 for a girl, under the age of 13 for a boy, they do not have to fast until their actual bas or bar mitzvah. Even though, Avshalom Eviyu, Shtei Saros, but even though they're not physiologically mature, they don't have the physical maturity signs of two pubic hairs, but if they have chronological maturity, a girl above 12 in one day, a boy above 13 in one day, so then they should fast as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph tells us, Rosh Lomer, what the Mechaber is telling us over here in terms of not breaking this fence, it means, Avogad the maskin on the Gemara, even though the Gemara is going to tell us, Bizman, the Ein Motzui Gizeros of the Kochav Ma'Yisrael, even though the Gemara says that in times when it's not so bad for the Jewish people. For example, in the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't fast on these days most of the time. They had the Beis HaMikdash. So in days, even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, when it's not technically so bad for Klai Yisrael, the Goyim aren't persecuting us. So Tali Adavr Biratzun Yisrael. Technically, if the Jewish people say, well, we're in a pretty good state right now, we don't need to go and fast these four fasts, technically they can say so. Dainam Ratzu Rov Yisrael V'skimu Shalol Sanos B'Hagimu Somos Horshus B'Yadim. For these other three fasts, other than Tisha B'Av, if Klai Yisrael says, we're in pretty good shape right now, we don't have to fast. Nevertheless, Kosovo Poskim, the Akshav nowadays, the Poskim have already decided, Kfar Ratzu, V'Kiblu Aleim Klai Yisrael, Midor Dor. The Jewish people have already accepted themselves for many generations that we are fasting on all of these days, but also Lifros Gedder, and you're not allowed to go and break this rule. Dirshu Foot number one says, Misha Shachach Shu Yom Tzom, V'Hiska Lechol Lishtos, somebody that Nebuch forgot that it was a fast day and he ate, and then he realizes it, so we discuss this in yesterday's share, and we have this as well coming up in Simon Tov Kuf Samaches, that you have to continue fasting. And we gave the expression yesterday's share that if you ate garlic, so do you continue eating garlic? So the person has to continue the fast day, but technically he doesn't have to make it up for the fact that he ate, albeit we said it's a good idea if he wants a kapara to go and make it up in some way, either by fasting, or if he's very weak, it's not a good idea for him to fast, so by giving stock. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, mihu, however, ubros, women who are pregnant, umenikos, women who are nursing, shemitztaros harbe, it's difficult for them to fast, ein lisanos, they should not fast. He brings down from the Gos Maimonios and the Magid Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us, the Bishar, Shiratzu, Bekiblu, Aleim, Lisanos, at the time the Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves all these fasts, they're all midrabanan, even Tisha B'Av is midrabanan. Hey, Kelu, Lechatril, Aleim. They built in, so to say, into these fasts that pregnant women and nursing mothers do not have to go and fast. Sivkot and Gimel, Ubros Umenikos, Umistabra, here with simple understanding, Duberes Mikre Mishar Shukar Vlad. At what time is a woman called a pregnant woman? At the time that the Vlad is recognizable, which in the times of the Gemara meant at about 3 months when we have what's called quickening, that you can feel the baby inside the mother. Today, of course, with sonography and other blood tests, we can go and determine that the woman is pregnant at a much earlier state. However, we don't use this. We follow the rule, for example, Kidkaim law and Linyan Vestos, when a woman loses a period, so at a certain point in time, we can say that she is pregnant. However, he says, but it's possible that even after 40 days, when we say that it's no longer called Maya Ba'alma, that 40 days after conception, the woman is already considered pregnant, especially Linyan Zeh in Margeshet Sar. Many women will have severe vomiting at that point in time. They may not feel well, even though it's well before 3 months, and therefore such a woman also would be exempt from fasting. However, he says if it's in the first 40 days, then she would be like a regular non-pregnant woman for all these details. Again, if she has very severe vomiting, if she has very other severe signs of morning sickness or other illness from the pregnancy, even if it's before 40 days, she would not be considered like other women. And in this situation, where she's mitzdaris habeh, where she has a lot of difficulties, she would not be mechuyevus to fast. I want to again point out that nothing that we say over here should be considered halacha lamaisa for a pregnant woman to rely upon to either fast or not fast. A shaila needs to be asked. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, says, v'imar geshes chosh, if she feels weak, so then certainly ein lahachmir bo klal. Certainly one should not be machmir at all, and the woman certainly should not fast. Again, this would be the default position of if a woman were to come to me with this type of a situation, I would say that she should not fast, but each case needs to be individualized. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Mara Kutsiya. Now, we have a couple of Dishu footnotes. Dishu footnote number 2 tells us that technically a woman within 24 months after she gave birth is also called a nursing mother. And he has a whole discussion over here, is this true or not, if she's really nursing or not. And some folks can say that this is regardless. The most makel opinion is that 24 months after a woman gives birth, whether she nurses or not, she's considered a menakis for this cool of not having to fast. And there are poskim that, in fact, do paskim this, especially nowadays when it may be difficult for a woman who is not fasting well to fast. So there's certainly room to be makel in those situations. And likewise, if it's very hot outside, if it's excessively uncomfortable, then there's room to be makel for women who have given birth within the past 24 months. Others say, no, it's only true if she's nursing. And others say it's only true if she's nursing all the time, but if the baby's getting other food, so then it doesn't apply. And then there are others say, no, it's only true, it doesn't even get off the ground unless the woman is nursing. If the woman is not nursing, so then this din of menekes doesn't apply. Of course, a woman is considered a yoledes, having given birth for the 30 days afterwards. So even if she's not nursing, she would still fall into the category of a yoledes. And there's a lot of room to be makel in the 30 days after giving birth for the 3 tzomos other than Tisha B'Av. The issue foot number 3 says, "Bizmanenu nowadays, she'esh lenoshim betchilas heryonon komine tofos hagoremus lemtzar." Since women sometimes can have a bunch of difficulties early on in pregnancy, Shilshuas Olusion says, "Shestam uberes mitzaresi." Every pregnant woman is mitzaeres; she's having difficulty, and he says, "You should be mekel shlo yisanu afilu betoch shlosha chadoshim rishono leheroyon." They shouldn't fast at all during the first 3 months of pregnancy, and certainly afterwards. The issue for number 4 brings down that this is talking about pregnant women and nursing women. However, stam noshim v'naros, a regular woman who's not pregnant, not nursing, so the Shelis Shuvus Arud Sion brings down, she'poshet she'en lepotvim me'atainis. They shouldn't just say, well, I'm exempt. V'lo matzinu she'iklu l'noshim o l'naros lo ma'shechol shos hein. And we don't just say the stam position is that women and young girls are weak and therefore cannot fast. V'dinu l'inin atainis k'cholodim. And they have no difference than a man in this din. And this is likewise the opinion of Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. The Ramah continues and he says, "Va'afilu einon mitzdaros, einon mechuyavos lanos." The Ramah says that pregnant women, nursing mothers, aren't mechuyavos; they aren't obligated to fast, even if they're not having difficulty. The fact that they're pregnant or nursing, with the definitions that we just talked about, that means they're exempt from having to fast. Elo shenogu l'achmir. However, many of them have accepted upon themselves to fast, and they're allowed to do so. We skipped Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet, where he tells us, "V'kol shekein imu chole she'en bo sakana." If we're dealing over here with a chole, a sick person, albeit they're not in a life-threatening situation, also bevadei potum lisanos, they also shouldn't be fasting. V'also lo lahachmer lasu, and they're not allowed to go and be machmer. He brings down in the Shaar Tzion Os Gimel from the Chayyadam that this is also l'inyan ubros umeinikos shemitzdaros harbe gan kimasur lisanos. If a pregnant woman or a nursing mother is having difficulties, it's actually in fact also for them to go and fast. The issue foot number 5 brings down, "Yafim betchilas atzom en mitzdaris." Even at the beginning of the fast day, they're not feeling bad, but they know that over time, over the day of the fast, they're going to feel bad. So the Stechemet writes down, "Shemuteres lechem yad." They can eat right away. They don't have to wait till they start feeling a little bit bad and then eat then. The issue foot number 6 brings down, "Alinyan shir hachila lechola bishloshes atzomos." In regards to somebody who does have to eat on these 3 fast days, not Tisha B'Av, so this in Karlitz, that Sal brings down, "Shekivin shachiyav lisanos eno kolel esachole." Since there never was an obligation to fast for a sick person, so therefore, b'mokum choli lo gozer rabban, so then they don't have any restrictions. Eino tzorich lahakbid lechol pochus mikashir, they don't have to eat pochus mikashir, they can have a regular, normal amount. Omut lechol af yosim ichdei tzorich, and they're allowed to eat even more. They don't have to say, well, I have enough that I'm not going to be sick on the fast day, I'm not going to be tzad. No, they're allowed to eat as much as they want. However, he says, mikol mokom lo yis'aneg b'achiloso k'dei she yis'ava l'matzibar. But they shouldn't have excessively, and they shouldn't have maybe delicacies and things like that, because they should be mourning with the tzibor. And it's not right that they should be having chocolate cake and milkshakes and things like that when the rest of the tzibor is fasting. So they should have whatever they need to make sure that they have enough food. And he brings down from the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kuf Namid, Tuf Kuf Nun Dalit, in the name of Hari Poskim, Shapit Tisha B'Av, Ena Chol Tzorach Lechol Pochus B'Kashir. Even on Tisha B'Av, you're not required like you do on Yom Kippur to eat Pochus B'Kashir, to eat less than the Shir. However, he brings that for the Mati Ephraim. Shemi Sha'al Pi Horah Sarofe Eno Mistana. If somebody is told by the doctor not to eat, they should eat Mitzina. The heavy in the Shalish Shuvah Smichas Elazim from the Mun Kacha. Zatzal Shekach Dogim. This is the right way to act. Because of Makar Me'Agmar Lahanogazu. And he brings a source in the Gemara to support this. If you have to eat, you should eat Betzina. Don't make a public display of it. He then continues in this Derisha footnote, and he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Avni Nezer that a person is not mechuyev to fast even several hours, even though that won't hurt him, but it will hurt him overall if he continues to fast. And there's also brought down the name of the Griz, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, the name of his holy father, Rav Chaim Brisker, She'ein Tzarech Lotzum Klal. You don't have to go and fast in that situation. Kivin Shalchola Lo Gazru Klal Lotzum, because the Gzera to throw a fast was never made for those people. And based upon this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Linyan Isha She'nodra She'totzum Es Kol Atzomus. If a woman makes a neder that she's going to fast all the fast days, and then when she got older, Lo Yochlo Lahamshich Lotzum, she can't go and fast anymore, she doesn't need Hataras Adar. Why? Because it was borrowed, it was clear from the start that she only was doing this, that she shouldn't be makel in the Taniyos, so she made an effort to be mizarezes herself, to go and do the fasting. It wasn't her intention that she should fast when she's exempt. It's only she should fast when she's obligated to, and an older woman might not be obligated. Chazal never instituted weak people to go and fast. Ein matzeva ke'es kolu b'neder shenader. So her status right now was not included in her original neder. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, where he says the minhag is that they're allowed to be machmir if they wish to, if they feel well. So a minhekes or an ubaris is allowed to go and fast, but he brings down v'mehem chalushos, if they're weak, nearer the en lahem l'chachmir. Then they shouldn't do this. They shouldn't be big knackers. They shouldn't say, no, I'm going to be a tzadekes and fast when they really shouldn't be. The issue footnote number 9 adds, even nowadays, shanoshim chaloshos yosem idoros kodmim, that women are in general weaker than they were in previous generations. Ravozin Zatzal in the Kovitz Beislevi brings down, she'en lohokel l'muberes u'minika beria yoser neham avur b'shulchan aruch, that if they're healthy and they can fast, so then we don't have to be more machmir. And he says, rak margisha tzar v'chusha heitiru. It's only if they feel weak or they have some pain, so then they certainly don't have to fast. And he says, in this situation, unless they know that they're definitely going to not be able to withstand the fast, they should start fasting, and then if they don't feel well, they can eat without any problems. Rav Nissen Karl Zatzal adds as well, during the hot summer months, where on Shavuos Thomas, for example, it's difficult to fast, they shouldn't even start the fast. And they don't have to be concerned with the minhag that the pregnant women do fast if they don't have a lot of pain. Nowadays, they can be considered all weak, and especially in the hot summer months, it would be difficult for them to fast and potentially dangerous. And this is also brought down in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and he was rogil, his opinion was, that whenever they asked him, Shemeikar din muveres chayavos, that technically the muveres are chayavos, to fast, if they don't feel sick. However, he would add, Bismanenu, nowadays, Nagu Amor in Eretz Yisrael, that the great rabbis in Eretz Yisrael would tell these women, Shalolis Sanos, I feel a bit Tishabov. They would tell them even not to fast on Tishabov, Mipne Mezigo Avir Hakosha, because of the difficult weather, it's very hot, the Chulshas Hadoros, and the weakening of the Doros. And it's Mashma Shehekel Dafka Bitsom Tishabov, the Yitzayim Betamas. So, this is specifically for Tishabov and Shavas Betamas, not necessarily for Asar Betavis or Tzom Gedalia. They also point out as well from Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that for women who are nursing, which if they don't drink, they're not going to really have enough food for the baby won't be able to nurse properly, so certainly even on Tisha B'Av they can drink. And he brings down a fascinating idea. Rav Nissen Karlitz says that even if the woman, if she says, well, if I stay still and don't do anything, then I would be able to get by, but I need to take care of things in the house, so what should I do? So he says, no, let them take care of the things in the house, and this way, even if they won't fast, that's okay. They don't have to go and sit and do nothing when they have this heter, so to say, not to go and fast. So again, back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkar Nei, he says, if they're weak, ein lehem lahachmir, and the issue footnote number 10 says about this, umiyad kishyesh eza shehu shinoi b'hargosh hason, as soon as they have any sort of notice that they don't feel so well, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, break your fast, even on Tisha B'Av. They must eat or drink as needed. And he says this is the same halacha for a pregnant woman that throws up, she's vomiting. So Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Dino kechola, she has to be like a sick person, she should drink and eat even on Tisha B'Av and certainly on the other three fast days. What about a concern that fasting might stimulate a premature labor? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shaladas Hashelus Hachuvas Igus Moshe, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, who holds Hasov Rishiyes Isser Lazari's Leda. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that one is not allowed to go, except for very specific reasons, to go and have labor come early, to take Pitocin or other medications to have a labor come earlier, unless it's a very good reason to do so from a medical point of view or some other points of view. So he says, because this is a sakana for the woman to both be in a matzav, that now is sakana, earlier than necessary. So according to that, Yitochin, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, according to Rav Moshe, Yesh l'hatil u'meberi shelo l'tzum, she certainly shouldn't fast even on Tisha B'Av, because it may cause her to be mizaris deleida. V'afilu b'chodesh ha'tshi'i l'heriyona, and even if it's the ninth month, so you could argue it's not such a big deal if she goes into premature labor, because it's almost the time of her delivery anyway. Nevertheless, he says, kivon shatzom olu l'avil yidei sakana, since the fasting could bring her into a situation of sakana, you shouldn't do this. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself says he doesn't understand this. It's very hard to say that there's an issa to go and bring about an earlier labor. He says, he agrees. If there's no purpose in doing so, I want to have the birthday on a Sunday. I want to have the, you know, this date in the calendar. It looks good. So let's have the birthday on this day. So that's no good. Therefore, he wasn't as makel in terms of allowing a pregnant woman not to fast on Tisha B'Av in the ninth month. The issue foot number 11 says, if a woman is nursing and she doesn't fast on the other tzomos, so then shelo tochal, but she should eat on Tisha B'Av, ela kefiat tzorech l'kima vlad. She should only eat what is absolutely necessary. The issue footnotes number 12, 13, and 14 deal in greater length at what we should do, if anything, to educate younger children below the age of bar and bas mitzvah to go and fast. I am in these footnotes. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, Mikol Makom, af hatzorech lecho lo yisanek atzmo b'vasel yayin. Somebody that does have to eat, as we pointed out previously, they shouldn't have meat and wine. Rak if you imagine so, they should only have what they really need. And children who are reaching the age of chiyuch, they know about the fast, but they're not yet mechuyavim to fast. Even though you don't have to teach him at this point to fast, even for a boy who's in his 12th year, you don't have to for these three fasts. And even to say they should fast a little bit, you don't have to do this. He says, it is proper to go and teach them. They should only eat as much as necessary. They shouldn't have, again, lots of excessive food, and they should just have lechem u'mayim, bread and water, so to say. Oshar ma'echol pasher, the simple things lefi atinuk that the baby or child needs. Kadeshis ablu matzibur, that they shouldn't be excluded from this avelus of the tzibur. Now, again, there was tremendous ideas over here that we brought down, and we'll just finish off with Sif Aleph, where the Ramah says v'dafka begimel tzomos. Everything we're talking about now was really applicable for the non-Tisha B'Av three fasts. Avol b'Tisha B'Av b'chuyavus lashem. Then there are additional things that apply. And we'll learn about those more. Kilakam and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Hei. Some of them we've already addressed over here. Some of these are coolers that you can apply even to Tisha B'Av, and others are not. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Tzomos Halol Luchutz Mitisha B'Av, these three fasts, again, Shavuos B'Tamos Atzor B'Tavis and Tzom Gedalia, Mutarim Birchitza, you're allowed to go and wash yourself, take a bath on those days. Asichi, you can do anointing yourself with oils and other things. Unila Sasanda, you're allowed to wear leather shoes. V'Tasha Shemita, and a husband and wife are allowed to have relations. And he furthermore adds, he says, and even on the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz, on the night of Asar B'Tavis, on the night of Tzom Gedalia, these restrictions do not apply. The fasting doesn't apply then, only on Tisha B'Av. We know, of course, in Yom Kippur, the fast starts from the night before. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav tells us, because when Klai Yisrael accepted on themselves the fast for these four fasts, they didn't accept for these other three fasts, they didn't accept that the fast would start at the nighttime. They said the fast would start at dawn. Because this is a difficult fast, we know to fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur from the night before, and they never accepted upon themselves for these other three fasts. Notice, we always talk about these other three fasts. We don't talk about Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther has a different status. Tainis Esther was actually a happy day. That was the day before they went to the battle. They would fast, and it represents a victory for Klal Yisrael, and it's not a sad fast. It's not commemorating the Churban. It's not a time to do specifically tshuva like these other fasts, so we don't really talk about Tainis Esther in these fasts. Tishah B'Av number 18 says, likewise, with smoking tobacco, which one, of course, should never do, but those that have a hetter to go and smoke, he says, if you really are addicted, maybe there's some sort of a hetter, but really one should not ever smoke. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Baal Nefesh Yachmir B'Kulon Kamo B'Tishah B'Av. Ideally, a Baal Nefesh should go and let's say not take a bath or a shower on those nights. And Shavuot Tzion Os Ches brings down different opinions. Certainly, there's room to be maker with cold water. And he says, Hu Adin Ponav Yod V'Ragla B'Chamin Yesh Lomai D'Shar. Certainly, washing hands face with hot water is certainly allowed. He does point out, Mishnah Berurah Elo Shim Chol Lel Tvila Yikaimo Nasa. So if that's the night of Tvila, then you can have relations with your wife as well as she can wash and do all the preparations. And Dishu Fudim 19 points out, if it's Malava Malkit, the fast starts on a Sunday, so Malava Malkit you certainly should have and not take into account this chumrah of not eating then. He says, likewise, you can wear shoes. It looks very funny if you walk around without shoes amongst the Goyim. They didn't have sneakers and Crocs and all sorts of things that don't look so funny. And likewise, he says, "Imchol asor b'teves be'eri Shabbos in lahachmir rechitza." You can wash up for Shabbos, v'chamim mipnei kovet Shabbos. We have one more mishabura. We'll do sifkat and zayin tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.